I'm Emma Ray, and welcome to the July BU News Podcast, a 5-minute roundup of the research and learning practice taking place here at Bournemouth University. Coming up, hear about the remarkable products displayed at the Festival of Design and Innovation. But first, news from Westminster. Bournemouth University was praised in Parliament for its excellence in media and animation. Minister for Communication, Culture and the Creative Industries, Ed Vasey, who recently visited the university, described BU as one of the leading digital media centres, not just in this country, but I suspect the world. The designers and innovators of tomorrow displayed their creations at BU's Festival of Design and Innovation in June. More commonly known as FODI, this festival is now in its 19th year and was sponsored by B&Q. Students showcased designs and prototypes developed on a range of degrees from product and industrial design to music and audio technology. Here, product design student Trevor Brinkman talks about his integrated bicycle lights.
LightGuard, as the product's called, goes onto your bike. You don't worry about turning it on or maintaining it. It just sits there and works when you need it to work. And it has sensors in there that detect the light levels and actually only activate it when the light levels are low enough for it to be called for. It's very difficult to find a concept, something that you know you're going to be working on for 8 months. So when you see those ideas and you kind of get interested in them, you go further and deeper into them, that's when you get a viable product.
The festival was officially opened by Simon Vicocious from Nokia UK, and BU graduate and entrepreneur Tom Lawton shared his new BubbleScope 360-degree camera invention. The media school makes headlines once again, this time with the UK's first professional doctorate of the creative industries. And the first recruit is none other than Virgin Media's executive director Jeff Dodds. Here he tells us more about his career at Virgin and how the professional doctorate will work alongside his role there.
I moved into a role with Virgin Media as Director of Corporate Communications. So I look after the communication of corporate strategy, employee engagement, employee experience, and reward and policy. We're in an organisation that was formed in 2007. It was formed out of the merger of two big organisations, NTL and Telewest. And we've been on a really sharp trajectory around growth and change because we're a relatively new business. So there's a lot to do in our organisation. And for me, doing a professional doctorate meant that I could kind of explore some of the academic theory around the changes we're doing, but also put it into practice as part of my day job. I'm looking at the areas around brand value and brand ambassadorship. So obviously the Virgin brand name comes with a strong set of perceived values. As I said, we took on that brand name in 2007 when we bought Virgin Mobile and merged NTL and Telewest. So we're a relatively new and young company in terms of being a Virgin company. So I'm exploring those kind of core Virgin brand values, looking at our organisation, looking at how we deliver against those values and seeing whether we can live up to the brand promise even more than we do today.
Many thanks, Jeff, and good luck for your time at BU. And moving from research to learning practice. Sports management golf students have been making a considerable impact in the industry thanks to the excellent contacts and placement opportunities here at Bournemouth University. Here, programme leader Ian Jones talks about the course and the excellent all-round management skills students gain.
Our degree is unique in the fact it focuses on the skills of management. So it aligns itself with the sports management degree here. What it does, it allows the student to graduate and have the skills ready to go into industry. Even if they didn't want to go into the golf industry, they have a chance of going into a management position. We were exceptionally lucky to form a relationship with Eddie Bullock, who's the PGA captain. Eddie has been an ambassador for us, and we've got lots of placements off the back of that. Another sort of remit we have now is we are validated by the Club Managers Association of Europe. For £30, a student can join and have access to hundreds of managers worldwide. So one example I can give you is a student going through the CMA link, asking all the managers in there about potential placements and explaining what he did and attaching a CV, and he had 7 job offers. I think it differentiates us from everybody else. It brings us much closer to industry, and I think much closer to the real reason why people, I think, come to university, which is, yes, it's the education, yes, it's the experience, but ultimately they want to get a job.
Many thanks to Ian Jones there from the Sports Management Golf Programme. And finally, the Big Dig 2011 is now underway near Bear Regis in Dorset. Students and academics have joined forces on excavating the site, which is loaded with artefacts from the Iron Age to Roman period. You can find out more on the Big Dig blog at the link on the podcast page. And next month, we'll bring you more details on some of the finds and what they tell us about life at that time. This podcast was presented by me, Emma Ray, and was produced by Sally Gates, Caroline Farwell, and Charles Elder. Thanks for listening.